With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. In recent weeks, health officials have seen an increase in people coming in with health issues related to wildfire smoke. As wildfires grow more intense due to climate change, health complications are likely to become more common. WXPR's Katie Thorson shares how people can best protect their health.
When wildfire smoke moves into the Northwoods from Canada or the West Coast, tiny particles in the air can get into people's eyes, lungs, and blood. This can exacerbate issues for people with health conditions like asthma, COPD, or certain heart conditions. But you don't have to have an underlying condition to be impacted. Dr. Dylan Wyatt is an emergency medicine physician at Aspirus Hospital in Duluth.
There's other complications that aren't as immediately evident from these small particles, things like folks coming in with migraines, people thinking they maybe have COVID or the flu because they're just feeling run down and achy, or more serious things like heart attacks and strokes. Those are all can be traced potentially back to these wildfires.
Once the particles are in your bloodstream, there's not a whole lot that can be done other than letting your kidneys do their job to filter them out. Wyatt says drinking water can help this process. The best thing you can do is avoid breathing in the particles in the first place. Wyatt says people need to learn what air quality level is comfortable for their health.
Ways they can directly prevent exposure once you understand that number is to either stay indoors, making sure that either air conditioning is running to filter out the air itself, or to use air purifiers. If you do have to go out and be out in the smoke, wearing a N95 or a KN95 mask that fits well with trimmed facial hair to make sure that there's not passage of particles around there can limit the exposure to those small particles by about 95%. It reduces that by about 95%.
As wildfires burn more frequently and intensely, Wyatt says it's going to become more important that people have a reliable way to get air quality alerts. If you're having issues breathing, articulating speech, or experiencing chest pains, you should head to an emergency department. Wyatt says people with concerns about other conditions like scratchy throat, tiredness, or flu-like symptoms should consider making an appointment with their provider. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Support for local health coverage on WXPR is brought to you in part by a grant from the Rhinelander Health Foundation. A proposed law named for a D.C. Everest student who lost his life to sextortion has cleared the assembly. The bill, called Braden's Law, is in honor of the late D.C. Everest student Braden Bone. It passed the assembly this week. Braden had fallen victim to sextortion, where someone is lured into sending intimate photos and then threatened with the release of the photos if the victim doesn't pay up. Representative Brent Jacobson says this kind of bill is about as cut and dried as you can get in politics.
This is the quickest thing I've ever seen happen in Madison. Braden, you know, lost his life just earlier this year. Here we are in June, and you've already had a committee hearing, a committee vote, and passage by one of two chambers.
Jacobson credits Braden's family, who have been there to support the bill at every turn.
Especially his mother, who has been just a tremendous advocate. She is here every step of the way. Even if it's a five-minute committee vote, she and the family were here.
Jacobson says he would also like to see courses on sextortion in schools statewide.
So kids know what to look out for. So kids know they shouldn't be afraid. By stepping into something like this, they need to reach out.
Jacobson says the bill has bipartisan support. The bill would make sextortion a high-level felony. It now moves to the Senate. The 4th of July is about 2 weeks away. The city of Rhinelander needed to change the location of this year's fireworks because of street construction in and around Hodag Park. This year's display will be launched from Westside Park at dusk, but you cannot watch from the park. The city says because of its small size and the blast radius for the fireworks, the park will be closed starting at 6 p.m. The streets immediately adjacent to Westside Park will be closed to all through traffic. Any cars parked on the street will need to be moved before 6 p.m. The 2025 fireworks show will be a complete aerial show in that all shots will be launched high into the air with no ground effects fireworks, as are typically found in shows held on the 4th of July. Spectators are encouraged to plan early for where they will view this year's fireworks. Summer will make a dramatic entrance to the U.S. this week with a heat dome that will bring stifling heat and uncomfortable humidity to millions. The heat will be particularly worrisome this weekend across wide stretches of Nebraska, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Iowa, where forecasters are warning of extreme temperature impacts. Beef prices are at an all-time high. Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports that's because of the size of the U.S. cattle herds. It's way down.
Consistent drought has prevented the national cattle herd from rebuilding, leading to the lowest cattle inventory in decades. Daryl Peel, Oklahoma State University Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist, says less supply and strong consumer demand has caused the price hike, and now a drop in production has made supplies tighter, pushing prices up even more. Peel says it will take a while for the national cattle herd to grow.
If you're not familiar with the beef industry, you don't turn this thing around rapidly. Just the nature of cattle production is a slow process.
Aside from uncertainty around tariffs, Peel says he expects those prices to stay high simply because there will be less beef. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
Some simple steps can help support pollinators in the environment. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says most of the pollinators in the state are bees, butterflies, and moths. Hummingbirds and some beetles and flies also lend a hand. Tips to help pollinators include keeping your yard free of pesticides and herbicides. You can also plant native trees and plants, add host plants for butterflies, and provide shelter pollinators need throughout the year through things like brush or leaf piles. Pollinator Week is now in progress. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.